April 1st, Tuesday of Holy Week, the 14th anniversary of my crucifixion. Jesus says, before the great silence of Good Friday, as with the apostles, the Word wants to speak to the souls He loves to give the counsels of love. I appear to you already bound and aching in my members. But love knows no chains, and love is strong and healthy for you. Jesus always has a desire to speak to His beloved ones. I ardently desire to communicate myself in words to the souls that, like flowers, rise up to the stars in the night, with their calyx open to drink in the dew raining down from the sky and bringing refreshment from the scorching flames of the day, and they anxiously bend towards the east, to welcome the light of the dawn as comfort for the darkness of the night. The east. Me. The day. The world, which flares up and brings exhaustion. The dew. Wisdom, who speaks to you. The darkness of the night. Also the world, with its interests and selfishness, the world, which penetrates everywhere, and brings obscurity with the thick mists of the smoking self, even where there ought to be only the luminous air of charity. The dawn. I, who am coming, the joyful light for whoever wants to receive me. And I say to you, be good and imitate me in your little passion. So little in comparison to mine. Have charity, which spreads out humbly and generously to the blameworthy too, as I did at the Last Supper. Have complete fusion with God's will, as I did in Gethsemane. You will never get to the point of sweating blood, for what heaven requires of creatures is nothing when compared to everything, which is what heaven required of me. Have a friendly greeting even for the Judas who is wherever a master and disciples are. Have the heroism of silence in the face of offenses, and of speaking at the right time to serve truth and glorify God, as I did in the halls of the Sanhedrin and the Praetorium, and in the nefarious halls of Herod's palace. I have solicitous zeal, in subjecting yourselves to torments and shouldering your pain, as I did when subjecting myself to scourging and embracing the cross. Have constancy in ascending, even if the cross weighs you down, and do not get demoralized, if weakness causes you to fall. I remind you, that I fell increasingly as I got closer to the goal, to symbolize the fact, that Satan places ever greater obstacles as the soul approaches the altar of sacrifice, which makes it a host, like me, and a continuator of me. Get back up and continue on. God is able to distinguish between one fall and another, and He is a Father who lifts up once more those who fall not out of malice, but because of the voluntary weakness of creatures and the impediments of Satan. Have complete detachment, complete dispossession, even of the most licit things, to carry out the ultimate wishes of God, as I did in detaching myself from my mother, divesting myself of my clothing, and giving up life. And, finally, forgive. Forgive those who think differently from the way you do, and want what you do not want, as I forgave the heads of the Sanhedrin who wanted my death so, as to reign alone. Consider that they are punishing themselves, by wanting what they will not be happy with, and that they need your forgiveness, to receive comfort when they understand their error. Do not set limits upon these words of mine. They are of use for all times and circumstances. For, wherever there are a teacher and disciples, there is always a little Christ surrounded by disciples and persecuted by the world.